10 minutes before the very last Mass begins at St. Mary Church, just 2 miles from the shore of Lake Erie in the northeast corner of the state, the pews are already full, lined with people like Janice Robison, who spent a lifetime building memories between the stained glass windows.
I sang in the choir for 18 years.
Robison is 94 years old.
I always lived within walking distance of the early morning Mass.
She's celebrated many beginnings at the church: baptisms, confirmations, weddings, more baptisms. But today, she's here for an ending. After 136 years, St. Mary Church is holding its final Mass. Conneaut, like towns across Ohio's Rust Belt, has a slowly shrinking population. As years went by, fewer and fewer people populated the pews. When COVID hit, the parish stopped offering Mass at St. Mary's altogether, consolidating services with another church nearby. It was easier to sanitize just one building, says Nicholas Prokoski, the parish's diocesan pastoral associate.
You know, we're doing okay financially, but eventually, we would not be able to maintain two church buildings.
So they decided to hold one more Mass, then permanently close it. They're hoping the move will free up money for other ministries. The parish operates a soup kitchen, for example, and wants to sponsor a Ukrainian family.
So, you know, these things take personnel. It does take money.
Still, it was a difficult decision, but it's one more and more Christian congregations across Ohio are having to make. Starting this summer, the Diocese of Columbus plans to close 19 churches. The Cincinnati Archdiocese also recently began the process of consolidating. In 2021, it announced nearly three-quarters of its parishes would close by 2027. That announcement came after weekly church attendance dropped by 20% over a decade. And this is not just a Catholic phenomenon.
Baptists are down, Methodists are down, Lutherans are down, Episcopalians are down.
That's Ryan Burge, a political science professor at Eastern Illinois University and a Baptist pastor. In 1991, just 7% of American adults identified as non-religious. Today, that number is 30%. Church attendance reflects that.
So you're talking, you know, tens of millions of people who are in the pews 15 years ago are not in the pews today.
So what's driving people away? For one, Burge says, politics.
We call it the God gap. It's increasingly seen, especially in the white community, that to be religious, to be Republican, and to be secular is to be a Democrat. And so a lot of maybe liberal Christians are not Christians anymore because they don't have a space for them to be a liberal Christian.
At the same time, he says people are more isolated than ever, turning increasingly to technology rather than socializing in groups. That's even truer for younger generations. Gen Z has the lowest church attendance of all.
If you look around your congregation and see a bunch of 60-plus-year-olds, in 20 years, you're dead. I mean, literally and figuratively, you're dead.
As the service at St. Mary's winds to an end, parishioners take turns bowing at the altar in front of the church before turning and slowly processing outside. Janice Robison has tears in her eyes.
I'm a third generation. My grandma and grandpa and my mother and dad, it's in there, it's hard.
She stands with her daughter and granddaughter, and they watch as the final few people exit the church. The bishop is last to leave. He turns and locks the door. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Erin Gottsacker in Conneaut.